Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Please take your seats. Thank you very much. I request Jaydev Prabhu to please make his offering. I request Gaur Sundar Prabhu from Vrindavan to please make his way close to the dais. And thereafter, Archana Srivastav Mataji to please...
Hare Krishna Maharaj, during the recent November 2000 Mayapur Yatra, on 14th November, the most auspicious day of disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, many of disciples present in Mayapur gave beautiful offerings and discussed either the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada or instructions to them. The love and respect they had for Srila Prabhupada and for one another could be easily noticed and vividly felt by all the audience. Their meditation on Srila Prabhupada in separation is really unique and inspiring. You, Guru Maharaj, are one of the most dedicated and humble servants, not mere by words, but by actions of Srila Prabhupada. Your eagerness, enthusiasm, and determination to carry forward the mission of Srila Prabhupada is well known. One of your top priorities is to keep all your disciples and followers of Srila Prabhupada united. You spare no efforts to go to any extent to bring back your disciples and God brothers who are temporarily drifted away from the mission. Being one of the fortunate members of the audience on 14th November, after the event, we are trying to introspect our position vis-a-vis our spiritual master. We realize that we failed miserably on all counts, on the qualities that a disciple should have for his spiritual master. All the scriptures stress the great importance of the spiritual master and the qualities of a disciple that a disciple should have to qualify for the grace and shelter of his spiritual master. Complete surrender, faith, love and respect, and earnest desire to follow his instructions. In theory, we parrot these qualities, but when it comes to practice, we fail miserably. On this most auspicious day, we beg that our attitude and our barren hearts be softened by your grace and mercy, and we take some toddling steps towards rightly qualifying as your disciples. Your undeserving servants, Jayadev Das and Satyadev Dasi.
Thank you very much.
A request.
Lord Sundar Prabhu to please make his offering. And thereafter, Archana Srivastava Mataji. And I request Krishnanam Prabhu to please make his way close to the dais.
Respected Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances at the dust of your divine lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to your deep and intense practice of Krishna consciousness. By your causeless mercy, somehow I got the rare opportunity of your holy association in Rishikesh Dham, where I witnessed one of the many oceanic qualities in great prominence. One such quality that I noticed was of simplicity. I saw how you were moving around great opulence provided to you without getting influenced by it even a little bit. Then, in one of your episodes, you showed us a rock on which you used to meditate on the banks of the holy river Ganges, when you had first come to India. In fact, you sat on that rock on two different occasions in that visit for hours, absorbed in deep meditation. After that, many, many days passed. You left Rishikesh. You went on a small tour to many, many places in North India. On the last day of your visit to the North, when you were sitting in your car and you were being dropped at the airport, there was a lot of chaos going on around the car. Since it was a new car, I just asked you, Maharaj, are you comfortable? And very spontaneously, you replied, I was more comfortable sitting on that rock. I was talking of the comfort of the body, and you were talking about the comfort of the heart, which is actual comfort. You, being a genuine simple sadhu, derive more comfort in the simple things in life. Another thing I learned from that comment of yours was your deep meditation and absorption on that kind of simple life. Although so many days had passed, so many events had taken place, you had visited so many devotees, gone to so many different places, talked on various issues, given so many wonderful classes. But unless you are absorbed in that simple life, how could you remember sitting on the rock so spontaneously? Especially at that time when we were in a great hurry to go to the airport, we were already getting late. There were so many devotees surrounding you in the car who were waiting to see you off, who came to attend, to meet you, to bid farewell to you. There was so much chaos going on at that time when you sat. But amidst all of that, you were deeply absorbed on the comfort of sitting on that rock, as if that incident just took place an hour before. Maharaj, your deep absorption is a very great source of inspiration for me in my life. I have always seen you as a person of great depth of substance and absorption. Whether it be singing kirtans, whether it is chanting your japa, whether it is offering aarti to Srila Prabhupada, dressing the deities, giving classes, especially while praying to the deities, at various occasions I have observed this quality in you in prominence. that you are always absorbed. Once Srila Sachinandan Swami spoke in one of the lectures in Pune, when he asked you, the Maharaj, what is the secret of your success in Krishna consciousness? And at that time you answered in one word, absorption. Maharaj, I am highly inspired by another quality of yours, which is carefully considered speech. I would like to narrate two incidences where I learned the art in which you corrected and the way you behaved and you spoke. Recently, for the first time, I had been given the service to introduce you to a group of devotees before you started giving a lecture. I was really fumbling with words to introduce you to the best of my capacity, according to the level of the audience. After a long introduction of yours, which was in English so you could understand every bit of it, and you were hearing with great attention, and when I stopped speaking, you looked at me who was standing next to you, and in your usual way, you raised your right eyebrow and gave a mischievous smile dawned on your face. And then you looked towards the audience, pointing out towards me, and said, "He spoke with very little precision." And then you laughed, shaking your shoulder up and down, looking at me as I sat down embarrassed. Just like Lord Krishna chastises the demigod worshippers as Alpa Medasam, or less intelligent, rather than saying fools, you also corrected me using a positive word, precision, with a slightly negative word before it, instead of saying that the introduction was a vague introduction or a very, very unorganized, having so much incorrect data. But this way of correcting, neither did it pinch my ego, at the same time, I learned a lesson that I have to improve the next time. Thus, you present the essence of the whole seminar that I had once heard on the art of correction in one statement of yours. At another gathering once in Kurukshetra, you were delivering a lecture and someone lit an agarbatti just nearby you. I was sitting right in front, hearing your lecture. Knowing that the agarbatti disturbs you, your health, I got up and took the agarbatti and put it at a faraway distance. And then I came back sitting right in front of you to continue hearing the lecture. Then some devotees called me for a 5-minute service. I got up again, went for the service, came back and sat again in front of you to continue hearing the lecture. But while I had just started hearing again, I saw that someone had again put the agarbatti nearby you. And I was really disturbed. And this was the third time I was about to get up right in front of you when you stopped the lecture, looked straight into my eyes with a very stern look. You spoke right in the microphone. If Arjuna were to run around on the battle of Kurukshetra, how do you think Krishna would have delivered the Bhagavad Gita? That was the last time I got up from my seat. Not only did I love your chastising me, but I was deeply touched by your deep concern for my spiritual upliftment. You taught me how important it is to attentively hear from one's spiritual master directly whenever there is an opportunity. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for being such a huge storehouse of so many Vaishnava qualities. These qualities can be seen not only in your personal presence, but also while hearing your nectarine lectures. Practically daily, my heart feels so extremely nourished hearing your powerful lectures and witnessing your sweet Vaishnava qualities. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving me this opportunity to associate with you as a simple Vaishnava of spiritual substance. And lastly, Maharaj, I would like to express my deep gratitude for you, towards you, for visiting the recent past house of my parents, and you shelled out so much of your time and energy giving an association to them. All the way you went to their house, honored prasadam there, spent a lot of time with them, influencing their heart with your deep substance of Krishna consciousness. Actually, my father is a person who has coming from a very rich background, so he doesn't like to do any menial services. He doesn't like to wear the Vaishnava dress. But after meeting you on that day, I was so very surprised that next time onwards, whenever he came to visit me in Vrindavan Dham, he used to wear the simple attire of a Vaishnava, having dhoti, kurta, even to the extent of wearing a Vaishnava tilak. Only a shikha was missing. Just by your little association, you made such a deep impact on his heart of your simplicity being influenced into his life. And even in the heart of my mother, although she was very much against me joining the Brahmachari ashram, and I know you remember how she harassed you to take me away from the ashram, but the same lady now, having your little association that day, I remember how she came to you, coming very close to you, and secretly expressing her desire to wanting to leave her husband and join, come to Vrindavan Dham. So Maharaj, that's what I really deeply appreciate in you. You are a person with such divine substance of Krishna consciousness that with just few interactions of yours with anyone, I mean, I know what the kind of person my parents are, but what kind of transformation now they have gone through just by once going to their house, taking some prasadam in their house and thus purifying their hearts. So Maharaj, although I am far away geographically from you, staying in Vrindavan Dham, but by your divine association you give through the Vani association, which I get regularly, hearing through your tapes, and time to time the Vapu association that you give, is really making me and keeping me so blissfully going on in my service in Vrindavan Dham. So on this auspicious day, I express my deep gratitude towards you, Maharaj, for taking so deep care of me as your although I'm one amongst your millions of children, but taking care of me to help me continue and grow in my Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Gaur Sundar Prabhu. I request Archana Mataji to please come to the mic while she is speaking and Krishnam Prabhu is preparing. I request Kishori Mataji and thereafter Govind Prabhu to please be ready for their offerings.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I don't think I am qualified to stand here in the midst of His fortunate disciples, and therefore I am extremely thankful for being given an opportunity to say a few words. It seems just like yesterday when I visited Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple in the month of June 2005 for the first time. The receptionist sitting at the reception informed me that their main patron, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, was in the US to be by the side of his godbrother, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, during his last days, and was to return only after 3 months. Later, on the day of Radhashtami 2005, I learnt about Maharaj's lecture in the temple's program. But unfortunately, because of some confusion about time, I came late. The lecture was over. But much to my good fortune, Maharaj was on an inaugural visit to Govinda restaurant, where I met him for the first time. During our brief interaction, he came across as a very humble and gentle person to me. There was something very warm about him, which would appeal to anyone. I kept listening to his discourses off and on. Every lecture would be so inspiring that it would motivate me to take devotional service more and more seriously. I distinctly remember one of the Sunday feast lectures where Yadubara Prabhu, when invited to speak just after Maharaj, remarked as to how difficult it was for anyone to speak after Maharaj, and that even sages of Naimisharanya would have waited to listen to Maharaj. I could not help agreeing with Yadubhara Prabhuji. It was only after a few weeks that both my husband and I got an opportunity to interact with him for a longer period. The interaction was very enriching and inspiring. It was during this interaction that I got to discuss the theme of one of my paintings, which was at the stage of conceptualization. The theme of the painting pertained to the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. He gave such clear insight into the subject that it became very easy for me to execute the work, which later on earned his approval as well. After that, every work I make on Krishna awaits his remarks, and his appreciation motivates me to paint better. I wanted my other friends also to experience the soothing and enlightening influence of your association. With this idea, I organized a house program at our place, which a few colleagues of my husband attended with their families. There, during a marathon question and answer session, you simply floored everyone with your logical, rational, and convincing answers. One of our friends was so much moved after his interaction with you that he felt compelled to SMS to me the next day, using superlatives in bold letters like speechless and indebted. My spiritual journey with you has so far been short, but since I treasure each and every moment shared with you, the treasure trove of my memories is very large, and it is difficult to decide as to what to select and what to omit. Because of constraints of time, I would like to stop here with a prayer to Lord Krishna that with every passing year I advance in devotional service so that I become deserving enough to sit here in the august gathering of your disciples and you continue to shower your causeless mercy to me. I remain your humble servant, Archana Srivastava.
Thank you, Archana Mataji, for this artistic and superlative offering. Mr. Manu Srivastav, he's the additional municipal commissioner of Bombay. And we would like to thank him for sending his better half, Archana Mataji, to make the offering. I request Krishnanam Prabhu to please make his offering. Kishori Mataji, please make your way very close to the dais.
Dear Guru Maharaj, my prostrated dandavats at your lotus feet. All glories to the Jagadguru and Savior of the whole world, Srila Prabhupada. This particular Vyas Puja offering, Maharaj, I'm writing to you in Mayapur Dham, immediately after the Disappearance Day celebrations of His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, I was really struck by your offering to Srila Prabhupada. And the main aspect of this offering, which really struck me to the core of my heart, was how you were glorifying your God brothers and God sisters as if you had 1,000 mouths. This is Krishna consciousness, the way Srila Prabhupada would have loved to see if he were to be on this planet. When Srila Prabhupada said, "You will show your love for me in the way in which you will cooperate with each other," he summarized for our benefit the essence of Krishna consciousness. This is the condensed milk of the process of Krishna consciousness, a deep love, respect, and concern amongst all of us. This is what you have been teaching us for the last so many years. And in my opinion, the singular most important reason why Krishna consciousness is flourishing in this simple temple, the love and concern that the devotees have for each other in Chaupati, is due to the example set by you to all of us of the intense love that you have for your God brothers and God sisters. Your offering to Srila Prabhupada was so simple yet complete that it brought tears to my eyes. Even I was surprised, a stone heart shedding tears. This is what you do to all of us, Gurudev. Maharaj, by your causeless mercy, you are engaging me in direct devotional service to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. How fortunate am I to be allowed to perform this magnificent service. I thank you, Maharaj, from the bottom of my heart for tolerating all my innumerable faults and omissions. I pray that I never take the service for granted and execute each and every one of your instructions as my life and soul. As Indradyumna Swami said during his Bhagavatam class in Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada was responsible for dragging me by my hair from the cesspool of material existence to the platform of pure devotional service. Similarly, Gurudev, you are responsible for saving me from the most horrible type of existence that I was leading before I came into your divine association. Please keep me always at your lotus feet eternally. My insignificant prayers to Sri Radha Gopinaji to give you good health in the years to come, aspiring to be of some service to you someday. Thank you.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances. Gurudev, on this most auspicious day, I want to thank you from the core of my heart for taking care of me and my family. You have always shown us by your example that service to the spiritual master is the topmost priority of your life. Service and separation is the highest expression of love to the spiritual master. Once when Srila Prabhupada was asked, he had answered that he, not even for a moment, he is separated from his spiritual master. We see that you are also always, you also are never separated from Srila Prabhupada. You are united with Srila Prabhupada by serving him constantly in any material condition of life. Not only we, your disciples, but even your God brothers and God sisters feel presence of Srila Prabhupada in your association. Thank you so much for setting such a wonderful example of worshipping the spiritual master. Please bless us that we can humbly follow in your footsteps and somehow or other learn to worship you and become humble instruments in your hands and the hands of Guru Parampara. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kishori Mataji. I request Govind Prabhu to please make his offering.
My dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. In the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentions in one purport that how society flourishes when people take care of children, women, old men, brahmanas and cows, and naturally the whole society flourishes. And I was thinking how Radha Gopinath temple has flourished because from the early time of your devotional service naturally you gave attention to these aspects. Even though materially these five categories are considered not very resourceful, not very offering material things to the society, and therefore general tendency is to give no attention to them. We see the conditional tendency is whoever is resourceful and very intelligent, our attention is drawn to them. We feel, oh, this person is very resourceful, very intelligent, I can actually give more time to him. And then I can direct his life, I can control him and use his resources in the service. And in this way, sometimes people choke their independence. But Maharaj, you, that when you see such people, you give them time, but at the same time, rather than controlling them, you give them independence. To use their independence, their thoughtfulness, and independently serve Krishna. And those who are not so resourceful, not so intelligent. Like recently, one God brother, he wrote to me saying that one very senior Prabhupada disciple asked this question to this devotee, why does Maharaj give time to so many of his God brothers who are not at all contributing to Srila Prabhupada's mission? He said, this is very surprising. Why should he not go to the places where people are being very resourceful? Why should he spend his time? And this is the secret, Maharaj, that because you give time to such people who need actual attention and they need the care and compassion, and therefore even though materially they may not be very resourceful, but Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, seeing your nature, he is sending unlimited prosperity. Like when we were in Rishikesh, one of the former servants of Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter. He didn't had your email ID. He wrote to the open conference asking that I am very much in need of Radhanath Swami Maharaj's association. I desperately seek his association in my weak spiritual life. If you have his email ID or if you know where about his, so please let me get a contact of him. And he called me and he showed the letter, just see. In fact, you could have said, others would have said, just see, even this such a big devotee, such a historical figure, is wanting my association. But he felt, just see, Prabhupada is so merciful that it's my honor that this devotee is thinking about me and extending his friendship. I was wonderstruck about this. And then in Rishikesh again, when we had a bad back, we were arguing back and forth that he should not travel to any other place. From Rishikesh, we'll go back to Bombay. And he said, in regards to these two places, you cannot argue. I've already decided. And the people whom we wanted to meet, again, they were not contributing anything to our society. And one of the ladies is not even your disciple. But you took such a great pain to visit her and spend 2 days with her. She's about 90 years old. And you felt that you have built a big temple. That was your satisfaction. And some other, because you could not visit this another place because of your back pain, you are regretting. And you said, next time when I come, I'll directly fly from America or from London to Delhi and visit and then come to Shishi Radha Gopinath temple. So therefore, Maharaj, practicing this principle of giving attention to all these people who deserve but they don't get, by giving them attention and giving them care, you conquer their heart. And at the same time, giving independence to those who need independence, you also conquer their heart. My case, Maharaj, I belong to the category of requiring attention and care. And I know you continue to give care and attention even though I am worthy of your disciple. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Govind Prabhu. So, would you like to hear more of us speak? Unfortunately, I have not learned the technique of giving more when you say Hari Bol, and we have to come to an end at this point in time. Trust me, we have a list that is running into 6 or more pages, but we have been able to take through only 2 pages. But I'm sure that the offerings made by Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Radha Gopinath Prabhu will give solace to all of those who couldn't speak. We can make our mental offerings and be sure that the half glances, the half smiles, the raised eyebrows, the twitches will all mean that Guru has accepted your offerings. And better than us speak, if you can all join me in chanting Hari Bol so that we can request Guru Maharaj to speak to us. Maharaj, we request you to please address us.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Much louder, please.